Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt, where we bring sports and money together for your education and entertainment. If any questions about anything we say today, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME. It's very important.
It's very important.
Multiple loans. Well, it's not one loan.
Well, it's that Texas accent, too. You have to enunciate the S. Right. It just rolls on in.
Sounds like a Z.
A Z.
Yeah. And that's 855-299-HOME. It's the phone number for people like myself. If you're a 71 model, you know, kind of in there, older, you probably want to use the phone as opposed to, you know, tapping on the phone. You want to dial on the phone.
You dial it. Yeah.
Yeah. And so this segment is brought to you by our sponsors. We have to shout out to Security National Mortgage. They, what do they do?
They turn houses into homes.
By financing your American dream. Just checking. Catchy, right?
Well, this is where I look down. I do my research when you're doing that.
Right, and I can tell that. So I brought you in.
You try to catch me while I'm doing that. I don't know, man. It's just, I don't know.
And there's a whole lot going on. I mean, you know, first of all.
Oh, well, the big first of all.
I just want you to tell you that my life was very complicated one Saturday evening because there was, you know, the greatest college football team ever assembled would be the Longhorns.
Okay.
They were playing K-State on the road. And they haven't really done well on the road.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, my wife, she's LSU fan. And so they were playing Bama. And Bama's beatable this year. And
they almost lost a couple times. Well, we're going to talk about that a little bit. Yeah.
And so, and then the Stros in the – what did they call the cheating back? Was it 2017?
I forgot where they tapped because they were tapping
little electronic taps on their shoulders.
I've forgotten. They've proven everyone that they didn't need it.
All they've done since then is win, baby.
Win.
And
well, you have to think about it. Even if you have a tap, and I was sitting there with some of those pitchers, I don't care if you told me it was a fastball. I'm not hitting it. I'm definitely not hitting it over the fence. You have to have some talent to do it.
You say that. But I will tell you what. In game three, Lance Cullors was doing something that they knew he was throwing the curveball. And they crushed him every time. It's like, oh, here comes the curve.
Right.
And so if you know what pitch is coming, it matters.
It was a good, it was a crazy series too, because you had some pretty firsts, right? So you had seven homers.
Yeah.
One
game is nothing but homers.
And you're like, oh, great, Astros are going to drop it again. The next game you have a no-no. And then
five home runs in five innings.
I know, that's crazy.
I mean,
I was like, they're just picking them apart. Then the next game, complete opposite, no-no, right?
Yeah.
And then, I mean, this is the time of year where I am an Astros fan.
I watched,
when they win the World Series, I am now an Astros fan.
Let me say, I'm a Texas baseball fan. Yeah. And when I say that, I mean, if the Rangers have been there, I've been just as intense. So I'm not a professional baseball fan.
Okay.
So when the Texas teams do well, I get involved there at the end, like this.
And it's fun.
I'm telling you, I watched every single game.
It was amazing. I did too. During the middle of the year, it's too many games. The World Series, it makes sense.
Yeah. And my wife's not a fan, but she's like, by like game four, she's like, hey, what time's the game start? You know, she was into the game.
And I forgot how much, like, when it's really an important game like that in baseball, how much you could have a heart attack.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's so many things that can go wrong.
Yeah. Well,
so many variables.
We'll talk about heart attacks when we talk about the
ninth inning,
football game.
You know it's still not over, right? You're like, somebody's just going to put it over anyway.
Yeah. They were up 5-0 going into the bottom of the ninth, and I'm like, and I watched every pitch.
Yeah.
I'm like, 5-0.
5-0.
You know.
Well, they lost that in the second, or the first game, wasn't it?
Yeah, they were five. They lost that one in, they lost that one in the 10th inning.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. It was a great, great series. Good for baseball.
Great for baseball.
Good, you know, again.
Well, says the people in Texas, right?
Yeah.
Not Philly.
But I'm just saying, but the Philly fans were engaged, you know.
It was a good series.
You know, it was good for baseball. It wasn't just a kind of a sweep and, 7-0 sort of thing. It was good for baseball.
Good competition.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of stuff going on over there on the East Coast. I mean, so we hear that the Washington, not Redskins, not football team, but Commanders.
You said the Washington, not Redskins?
Not Redskins.
Because you have to fill in some people, right?
Not football, but the Commanders.
Because if you even to this day say Washington Commanders, I have to think, oh, wait a minute, that's a football team.
I really have no idea that is.
If you don't put reference around it or you know, a context, you say Washington Commanders, I'm going to say, well, oh, yeah, that's right.
It's a delay. So, and so apparently Schneider is his name.
Yeah.
Apparently he's a jerk, and apparently the owners don't like him.
Yeah, he's not doing too. And so he might be forced to sell.
Right.
And that's not by the owners. That's by the NFL.
He straight up pulled a Trump, too. He, said, I know about you guys.
And one of the commissioners
is
doing it,
too. Y'all want to run me out of here?
Did he really?
He did. He straight up pulled a Trump. He's like, I know stuff about y'all, and I'm going to tell everybody if you run me out. But then the next thing you know.
He's about to get in a car wreck, it sounds like. No one knows how he went off that cliff, huh?
Look, those are 31 other billionaires.
That's what I'm saying. Uh-oh. He had a helicopter crash. Wasn't even a helicopter.
Yeah. Sounds like he drowned. We're at the Sahara Desert.
The Sahara Desert.
Again, nice, you know, good for Austin because now apparently there's word that Matthew McConaughey is part of the ownership.
Oh, and his bid. And his buddy Jay-Z is with him, and then they're gonna round it off with Bezos. So imagine sitting at a dinner table with those three.
No,
that'd be a unique little
they lost
dining
with Jay-Z.
That's right. I'm just saying Bezos, Jay-Z, and Matthew McConaughey.
I know, but you lost
that'd be the most eclectic.
Yeah.
Where are you eating? I don't even know.
Yeah.
It's not barbecue.
We'd have to go see that big watch in the desert of Bezos.
That's right.
That they tell us it's like right twice a year.
Oh, is that right?
Worth $40 million or something. Yeah, yeah.
That's good. Good.
If you're wondering what billionaires do, that's what they do.
Or they build boats in places you can't, that have bridges you have to take down to get it out. You saw that one, right?
I forgot about that. Yes. I have to say that, because you know me. I always got to admit when I'm wrong.
Oh, boy. Now, that's baloney.
Dak's 2-0 back, you know. Now
did you just say that you admit when you're wrong?
I do. I mean, I may not admit it to you.
That's what I was going
to
say.
Or to other people, but internally, I know.
Okay, at least we're hearing it now. Yeah. At least we're hearing it now.
Yeah, but Dak is 2-0 since his return. Now, there are two crappy teams.
Okay.
But
it's still, again, though, he's just as good. The backup's... just as good
in
a fraction of the cost.
I'm just saying, I think they would have the exact same record today.
Right.
If Dak was
still
on the bench. And they would have saved $40 million.
Just 40? That's it?
Maybe it's 45. I don't know. I have no idea what
give or take five at that point. I mean, who cares, right?
Yeah, I mean, considering that the little Sooner guy, what's his name?
Little old Sooner?
Yeah. Little Cardinal quarterback, the little Sooner.
Oh,
little
you're talking about that? Yeah, Murray.
Kyler Murray. Yeah. Longhorn fans call him the midget.
That's why I said
the little Cardinal guy.
Again, this is where I get the complaints, and I have to hear them on Facebook.
He's the highest paid quarterback, and I don't think he's even had a winning record yet.
No.
Yeah, he makes more money than Patrick Mahomes.
That's crazy.
Right?
So that's crazy.
That's why, that's why I took my angst towards Dak away.
Yeah, and it's not his fault that, he asked for it, he got it.
Right. I mean, and that's what
I'm not mad at him for that. Yeah. I mean, shoot, if you can ask for it and you get paid it, then why not?
So I do have a question for you, because we've really followed this whole year, is that, you know that Giselle just bought a house across the street from Tom Brady.
I was going to say, me and her discussed we weren't going to
tell
anybody.
Across the street from Tom Brady.
Oh, really?
How do you divorce someone and then buy a $12 million property?
Across
so it's not
the
like it's like, you like move in and out across the street. Why even get a divorce at that point? Their house is big enough to live there and not see each other.
Me and Giselle talked about it. We didn't want to discuss this on air, but we'll talk about this later.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
good. That's good to know. Good to know. Yeah. So I hope that we have been able to catch you up on all what's not important in the sports world of professional sports, other than the Astros are great.
The Astros are awesome.
That was a great team.
It was.
Yep. And Tom Brady now has a stalker ex-wife.
He does. He can't get rid of her. Bought the dang house across the street.
Stalker ex-wife.
Can't do it.
You know, when they make $600 million, you know, they kind of stalk you any way they want.
That's right. You just got to put up with it.
Hey, you've been listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt. We hope you've enjoyed what you've heard. If you have any questions, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, this segment was brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes by financing
your
American dream. See you in a minute.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening and watching The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt, where we bring sports and money together for your education and entertainment. If you have any questions about anything you hear or see today, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, this segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes by financing
your
American dream. That's right. That's yours. Right. As you know, because I already financed mine.
Yeah. Yours already done?
Yeah.
You don't have any more, anything else to look up to? Or
No. I'm good.
You're at the top of the hill.
That's right.
Or you're going down the hill.
I am definitely going down the hill. Yes. Don't let the gray fool you. I am on the other side of the hill. You know, speaking of financing American dreams, we've definitely got the superstar of real estate, Jenna Dubon, with On Air Realty here today. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Hi, Jenna.
You know, we always want, I want to say, expert advice, but we also want accurate advice because Wyatt and I kind of, sometimes we shoot from the hip. So we're going to have you here to keep us in line.
Sometimes we Google it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got you covered.
Yeah.
I got you real numbers today.
Okay, yeah. We Google it and then we run off like it's truth, so. Yeah.
You know,
don't do that when you're sick.
I'm playing with you. Yeah, right? Right. You got to watch out for that.
Yes, they need that app on your phone that makes it a little bit longer. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. You know, talking about financing the American dream, you know, a lot of people are having a hard time with that right now, not being able to finance the American dream.
Wait a minute, I haven't heard anything about that.
I'm about to sell it all to you.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
The whole thing.
I'm sure you've heard it in everybody else. It's like the number one thing.
Totally kidding. It's on every news app. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
No. So, you know, mortgage rates have more than doubled,
mm-hmm.
more than doubled since the beginning of the year. And so with that, the economists call affordability has shrunk. So, you know, people aren't able to buy a home now that they were able to buy in the beginning of the year. And so they can't finance the American dream because they can't afford the monthly payment. And that's kind of what's going on. And, you know, it's good and bad.
Yes.
The market, the housing market was going way too fast.
It was not sustainable.
Yeah, 40% appreciation in 18 months. It was not a healthy market for buyers at all.
Especially first-time home buyers.
Yeah.
I mean, you had to have a lot of equity in order, well, not equity, you had a lot of cash on hand in order to purchase. And right now, if you're a first-time home buyer, it's a little bit more easier. It's obtainable mm-hmm. to purchase a house. And that's where, when we go through the stats today, it will really open your eyes to what's going on in our market.
Well, you don't have seven-hour-long lines now, right? I mean, you can actually
yes.
walk in and tour the home that you like. And
and think about it.
Yeah.
You can think about, do I want this house?
Right.
Or let's play with the payment amounts. Right now, we're offering a lot of different concessions, whether it's from seller concessions, builder concessions, and we're using those to buy down our rates. So there's many things that people can do right now in order to make their purchase a little bit more affordable.
Okay.
And that's the thing.
I have a lot of questions about the buying down the rates. We'll talk about that next segment. But,
totally next segment. There. Right. That's a segment all in its
I'm
own.
I'm chomping at the bit to learn a little bit more about that. So stay tuned.
Yeah. You know, and so the thing is that I think that we've talked about money a lot over the years. I think that people don't understand that this is actually the best time for the first-time home buyer over the next 2 years to buy a home because they have what you were saying, seller concessions. You know, I mean, 8 months ago, you couldn't even order an appraisal and use that against the contract. I mean, they were doing appraisal waivers.
Right.
They were paying title, paying all, you know, paying every cost. The seller was paying nothing.
Right.
Yeah. And you had to come sometimes and pay all the seller's costs
right.
just to buy a house on top of giving them $100,000 more than what they were asking.
And $50,000 over asking was a very
common
thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so it was costing, you know, let's say a house listed for $470,000. They had to make an offer of $520,000 and then pay an extra $10,000
out of their pocket
to buy this home.
Right.
And so that took all the first-time home buyers out of it.
Yeah.
And so now all of that's gone. Yes. Right. It's not a true buyer's market, but it's definitely not a seller's market
anymore.
You know,
it's kind of like the shock of the market. Yeah. Have you seen where when something changes, it's hard to get used to it? In a healthy market, it takes 6 months to sell a property.
Sure.
Right now, we're at like 3.3 months of inventory last that I checked. And if you went from a, you know, not even a weekend on a market to now we have 3 months of inventory, people are like, oh my gosh, we got a price drop. We got to do all this crazy stuff in order to sell the properties. Mm-hmm. But in all reality, a normal healthy market takes about 6 months. That's the average amount of inventory we should have.
Mm-hmm. And that is the concern that I have for the average buyer, because the average buyer doesn't have an extra $50,000 plus an extra $10,000 to buy a home. So the average buyer needs to come in with a standard down payment, get some seller concessions, and finance the home over 30 years. That is the average buyer. We, being in Austin, have had an influx of above average buyers. You know,
well, it's a different, yeah, they're used to what is our norm.
Right.
And our norm is crazy.
Right.
So it's, and so this is the new norm, and this is what's supposed to be, right? This is...
We're getting better. We're not there yet.
We're working our way there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's getting better. And so, but I'm very concerned that once the rates do drop, that we will lose inventory overnight.
Oh, for sure. I think that's the number one thing buyers tell us right now is I'm going to wait till the rates drop.
Yeah.
Right.
But when you wait for the rates to drop, everybody else is too. Mm-hmm. And then you have that same like urgency. Oh, I got to win the house. I got to get it because they're going to fly off the shelves.
Mm-hmm.
And then supply demand, the prices of the house are going to go up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we technically still have a national housing shortage. You're not seeing it because of these rates being as high as they are.
So
it
just
has slowed things down.
Right.
But if you look at our stats, and this is something that we had brought out, was from September 2022. Our medium sales price, and that's, you know, as far as the stats we have right now, is $470,000. That's 5% up from last year. And last year, in September 2021, the medium sales price was $450,000. That was 28% year over year just in that 1 year. That was the appreciation we were having. Mm-hmm. It was insane. So if you look at January, though, this is where things get interesting. Mm-hmm. We had our medium sales price at $476,000, mm-hmm. which was 30% up year over year. So from January 2022, $476,000, to September 2022, we are at $470,000. That is a $6,000 price difference in dropping.
Whoa. So, okay. So these national news with the headlines, Austin's bloated market is all the houses are dropping left and right. We're talking $6,000.
That's from year over year.
Okay.
That's what we're seeing.
Yeah. That's from January.
That's $6,000 growth or
January to today.
That's a drop or growth?
Well,
it's a drop.
It's a drop.
$6,000.
Okay. Yes. It is a drop. Okay.
But we have had a lot of people overprice properties because you had to remember we're coming from a market where people are giving $100,000 over.
Right.
They're buying, you know, everything for the seller, paying all their costs to, oh no, now we're doing price drop or we're doing something different.
Right.
So, you have to just kind of have some give and take with real stats.
Right.
And you should really look at your pricing because you're still up year over year. We're up 5% from last year. You're doing a great job.
So most important thing here is you know, Troy, you were speaking this earlier, is that that house they wanted, they can't get anymore. But that house they want, they might have to change locations. They can still go get a house, and there is a payment out there that can match them. And what I'm hearing is this is a good time to buy it because if you don't buy it now, and you wait till the summer, interest rates are going to go down. Prices of the house are going to go up, but so is competition. So you're probably not going to, who knows if we're going to do over asking price again? You know, you might be out of the market there as well. So you're saying if you've been waiting for that home, this is a good time to buy one.
For sure. I think it's a great time because right now what we're getting our clients is these great deals, whether it's, coming in with a lower price offer amount, asking for seller concessions. And in a lot of cases right now, we're getting the max amount of seller concessions.
I can't ask the question yet. I have to wait till next segment.
Oh, well, yes. Yeah, we'll get into
it. Okay, all right. You're killing me. I want to know.
Well, here's the thing is that most people, they see the interest rate in the payment. But I think that they need to look at the payment increase, which is substantial. Don't get me wrong. You know, it's anywhere from $300 to $700
but look
a month.
At our leasing.
But yes, but rent's going up as well.
Oh, yeah.
So, and it's going up $300 to $700 a month.
And I love that saying, rent. You're concerned about the interest rate of being 7, 8, whatever it's going to. Rent 100. Is 100%.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, but the thing is that, yes, your payment will be $300 to $700 higher, but you don't have the $50,000 to put over asking plus pay all the closing costs to save $300 and something dollars a month, $300 to $700 a month. So you got to think, if you take it at that interest rate for 2 years at $600 a month, that's $14,400 you've spent, or you've spent extra over 2 years to buy the home, as opposed to $50,000 plus an extra $10,000 in closing costs. So now you've saved $40,000 buying the house by just refinancing it in 18 months to 2 years from now.
And if this tells y'all anything, so when I have a property, I call and I talk to my fellow brokers and agents just to see what's going on. I want to know what's going on with their houses, who's buying them. And a lot of people are telling me that investors are coming in and buying these houses.
Yep.
So it shows you that if the investors are looking at our area and they're looking at long term, this is still the area where they want to invest in. They want to secure these properties. They are still affordable compared to the market they're coming from.
Sure.
I was talking with a group from Houston yesterday, and I asked about the median sales price there, and they said it was around $250,000, and I didn't know how to react. Right. I mean, I just kind of forgotten. That's where we were just 4 years ago. And so that's
a lot's happened.
Yes,
a lot's happened.
And
it's,
you know,
probably the lack of sleep from all the work you've been doing too.
Yeah. we've also been talking that this market, in my opinion, is moving to a San Francisco style market.
Right.
And their median sales price is $800,000. So we're not there.
Right.
Yet. And so it is a good time. You know, the city of Austin has made some changes that they're going to do to help assist, as far as they're working on trying to figure out how to lower the property taxes and things like that to keep the local Austinites from being pushed out, which is already happening. Most of them have moved to Round Rock.
Yeah. Or Luling, Lockhart, Thrall. Yeah, they're going to the outskirts. My parents did.
And that's kind of what's happening. But, you know, you can still own a home in the right payment, homestead it, guarantee your property taxes, get into it now. You don't have to spend all the extra money to get into the home. You just have to, per month, pay for it over the next 18 to 24 months. There's so many articles out there that talk about the interest rates next year being somewhere between the high fours and the mid fives. So that's where you're going to be. It's just whether it's going to be in, you know, next October or two Februarys from now. So plan on that. Plan on that and do that, because the value of the home between now and then, it's going to be, you know, at least 5% higher.
And we have the saying, it's called marry the home, but date the rate.
That's right. Hey,
I like that.
That's right. And you've been listening and watching The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt. We hope you've enjoyed what you've seen and heard. If you have any questions about anything we've said today, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, this segment was brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes by financing your American dream. See you in just a minute. Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening and watching The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt, where we bring sports and money together for your education and entertainment. If you have any questions about anything we say today, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com. You can put that / The Home Team, put you straight on our page where you can get all of the answers as far as, you know, payment calculators, questions answered, any of that sort of stuff.
That payment calculator is pretty handy.
Absolutely. Or if you're like me, you can just pick up the phone, call us at 855-299-HOME. And as always, this segment was brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes by financing
your
American dream. Hey, and you know, we should definitely plug the Facebook.
The Facebook?
Yeah, that's The Home Team 512. So if you have any questions or complaints, Wyatt is ready to answer them all.
That is not fair. I usually get your complaints, but that's all right.
Yeah.
I'm loving it.
Absolutely. And of course, we are in the money part of real estate today, so we had to bring on our lovely superstar, Jenna Dubon from On Air Realty. How are you?
Good. How are y'all doing?
Doing well. It's a good time for money, actually.
Oddly enough, right?
Right. So there was big things happened in money, the whys and everything else. People can argue about that. I don't really care. I just don't. The mortgage-backed securities, which is what governs a traditional mortgage rate. When it goes higher, rates go lower. When it goes lower, rates go higher. Okay? It's an inverse, right? And for the last 7 months, it's pretty much been going lower. Right? And as it's climbing down to the bottom of the hill, the rates are climbing to the top of the hill. But yesterday, or this week, I guess, best way to say that, the bonds jumped 200 points. That's like 3 points in a mortgage rate. So, you know, if a rate was like 7% and it cost you 3 points, it didn't cost you any points.
Right.
You know, so that was really nice. It had to do with just a little bit of good information in inflation, just a little bit. So we had a year over year of 7.7%, which is the first time it's been below 8 in, gosh, I don't know, months. I mean, 8 or 9 months. I can't remember exactly. It's just been 8 forever. So it's the first time it was below 8%. Then the year over year was 0.3, or I'm sorry, the month over month. So from last month to this month was 0.3, which was down from expected to be 0.4. So both numbers of inflation were lower, and everyone wanted to go back and buy a home. So that's good news because, you know, the thing that's been back in the back of my mind for months now is, are we going to have this stagflation for an extended period of time? I mean, because you have to think, you know, in the 70s, you know, we had high inflation for years. And so there is that bit of concern that, you know, as a country and a government, we can't learn from our mistakes or our successes in the past. And so there was a concern that that was going to happen again. This is the first sign to me that it's not, that we are going to have a standard, normal, you know, kind of just a spike and then a fallback. So the rates, the supply chain, the inflation, everything on that should really start to ease by the middle of 2023, which is what people have been saying, but they've had no proof. They've just been kind of saying it on a prayer.
Yeah.
You know, so that's very good. You know, because, I mean, nobody likes to buy a 7.5% rate and then have to pay for it at the same time. You know.
No, nobody likes that.
So can I ask the question yet?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yes.
I listened to all that. I've been sitting here trying to ask this question, and very good information, by the way. What is this buy down? And I know a little bit about it, and that's what everyone's talking about mm-hmm. right now. Couple questions I have about it. One, you can get the seller to offer a buy down, correct?
Yes. And most sellers are doing it right now.
Now, is there a penalty for early payoff or anything for that?
It's actually quite the inverse of that.
Okay, that's right.
Not
okay.
only is there no penalty in an early payoff on a buy down, you actually get all that unused money applied to your loan balance. So
this is
it's a win-win.
It's a win. Yeah. And right now when prices are kind of, you know, people, you know, sellers are wanting to sell their home, they're more apt to probably do a buy down because it's the seller that has to do it. Is that correct?
For sure. It's a seller. And there's many ways people can utilize our market right now. If you are getting seller concessions versus a price drop, it can actually benefit you tremendously by using that money to buy down your rate versus just getting a price reduction and having this higher rate. You'd have a higher payment. So there's many ways to work the numbers. And I love working with Troy for that reason. He's always been my money guy. And when I have clients, I like for them to get all the information so they can look at, okay, if I don't do a rate buy down, what is my payment going to be? If I do the rate buy down, what's my payment going to be? And what does all that mean? And Troy has some really creative programs that he's been pushing out, which I would really love for us to talk about.
You know, and so it's called the, you know, commonly the 2-1 or the 3-2-1 or the 2-1 or the 1-1 buy down. And what you're doing as a seller or a lender, the problem is with the margin compression, lenders just don't have the finances to do it like they did years ago. So the seller is literally prepaying mortgage interest for the first year, 2 years, or 3 years, depending on the program,
okay,
to lower whatever it would be for the interest rate. So an example.
Is that now that's over the 30 years or for that 2 years?
Yeah, so okay. The first, you know, first.
I'm loving this.
Yeah, 1, 2, or 3 years.
Okay.
So an example, let's just, the very common one is a 2-1 buy down. So if you're, today's rates, let's just say, you know, today's rates are 7.5. We haven't looked, but, you know, we're not far off. Let's say today's rates were 7.5, and you did a 2-1 buy down. You would make a payment for the first year equivalent to an interest rate of 5.5%. So let's just say you're buying a $400,000 house, interest is 7.5, and your payment's $2,000, right? Well, let's say at 5.5, your payment would be $1,500. You, as a buyer, for the first year will pay $1,500 to the mortgage servicer, and there is a proceed collected at closing from the seller that will make the other $500 per month for you. So your payment is still $2,000, but the seller's paying that for you the first year. Now, the second year, it moves up. So like I said, it's 2-1 buy downs, 2% the first year. The second year would be 1%. So the payment you would make would be 6.5%. So let's just say it's $1,750. So your payment the second year would move up to $1,750, and then the seller would pay $250 a month for the second year. And then the third year, your payment becomes $2,000, and it stays that way for the remaining 28 years.
And we're saying right now that within the next 3 years, those interest rates are going to come down dramatically in a year or so, right? Not dramatically, but a great amount.
I feel dramatically, and I you know me, I don't make a lot of.
Well, what does dramatically mean? Because we we're not
2% in the
saying back to we're back to normal. So
what's normal?
Normal is 5% with no real cost, okay. Right? Somewhere high fours, low to mid fives.
Okay,
Real cost. Right now, the market is so crazy that investors don't really know what's going to happen. Not only are they charging you a higher interest rate at 7%, they're also charging you a discount because they want to make sure that they don't you don't refinance too soon, or if you do, they don't lose money selling you a loan. It's funny, we've been doing loans that are rent threes and we haven't lost any money, but now all of a sudden we're worried about losing money at loans in the sevens. Mortgages don't make traditional accounting financial sense when it comes to things like that.
So if somebody's out there who was wanting to buy a house, it's exciting.
It is. There's lots
of options. So
now
don't worry about it. You're still in the fives, yeah, it sounds like, right? Well, technically, quote unquote, in the fives, paying on as though you had five. Mm-hmm. You're able to get that house now for a decent price.
For sure.
They're kind of, it has stagnated, I would say, pricing wise, right?
Yeah.
Would that be a good word to use?
We're coming to some normalcy.
Yeah. We're starting. Yeah.
Okay.
The ocean is no longer thrashing us about.
So get your house, and then when you're supposed to pay higher payments, that's when you can refinance, because then you'll be at 5%, and then you're good.
And I get clients that are like, well, this sounds risky, or is this like gambling? It's really not. Whatever Troy quotes you of what it will go up to is what it goes up to. It does not go above that.
Right.
So worst case scenario, what you would be at if something didn't happen in the way that we are predicting it to.
Well, it doesn't sound predatory to me at all. And that's where I think a lot of people are like, what's the fine line here?
And it's in plain black and white.
Right.
And you have options. You don't have to go that route, but a lot of our clients are going that route right now. And then some of them are just doing a traditional, just buying down their rate.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm excited about this product.
And the fine line is that in 18 months from now, 24 months from now, the interest rates could not decline. That's the fine line. But that is a guess. But
our data doesn't tell us that.
But you can't guarantee. But you can't guarantee anything.
For sure.
You can't guarantee anything.
But
it's looking like it.
Basically, like I said, I've now finally seen that first sign of stagflation not being extended. So I don't have any concerns about that anymore myself. I personally am going to do things like that on some of my investment properties because I can take that money. You can do the 2-1 buy down and things like that, but I can take that money and I can put it in other areas and then refinance in 18, 24 months. So I'm not asking you or telling you something that I don't personally believe in. I'm going to do.
Well, I'm thinking I'm going to do it.
Yeah. And the best part, and we didn't even mention this, is that if you do refinance, let's say you do a 2-1 buy down and you refinance in the first year and a half, you have 6 months of that interest that goes towards your payoff. So you don't even lose that money.
Wow.
I mean, there's very little risk.
Say that one more time.
Yeah. So if you pay for 2 years of prepaid interest, the seller pays for it.
Okay.
And you refinance in a year and a half. Well, there's 6 months of prepaid interest just kind of sitting there. That goes towards your payoff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
It's really like an interesting program.
Yeah.
So we have the UR code on the screen around here somewhere,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
It's okay.
Right here.
Is it right there?
Yes.
Okay. So go ahead and scan that. They can get to both of y'all's information there. They can go ahead and start looking for that home and or start that loan.
And if they would like to go and search for homes on our website, you can go to onairrealty.com. We actually have this great link to Troy's app as well if you want to apply for a loan on our website. Or you can go to his. Either way, we work together as a team. So we really enjoy them and we trust them.
And and onairrealty.com is very simple to remember.
Is it?
Your phone number is even easier.
Oh,
isn't it?
My phone number is really easy. It's 512-310-8080.
80-80. I like that.
What I'll be when all my mortgages are paid off.
That's when your kids graduate.
Yeah, when my kids graduate high school, I'll be 80-80. Yeah. No, we're kind of coming to the end here of today's show. And so I really want people to understand that because fear and uncertainty create, they freeze people and they don't make decisions.
Right.
I will tell you that people with good finances are making decisions, they're moving forward. So, follow the people that know what they're doing. That's my opinion. Hey, you've been listening and watching The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt. We hope you've enjoyed what you've heard and seen today. If you have any questions, please reach out to me at loans.com or you can give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, this segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes by financing your American dream. Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt, where we bring sports and money together for your education and entertainment. If you have any questions about anything we say today, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com, or you can give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, this segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes by financing your American dream.
That's right.
Hey, yeah, that was kind of funny.
No, I liked it. But I love the way that you, each time's a little different, like your intro.
You know, some days I can't keep up with myself. And so I have to do eight things at once.
I feel like
that's kind of what I'm doing
now. Do things come out of your mouth sometimes and then you have to explain them?
Ooh.
That has to be quite a bit. You're like, ooh, that just came out.
Have you met my wife?
I'm gonna have to explain that one.
Yeah.
Like, what are you saying? Like, oh, I don't know where it came from.
And I have literally said, you know, that didn't sound at all like in my head when I said it. So let's just forget I've said that.
At all. Yeah. Like, and please come. I'm just gonna go out the door. I'm gonna ring the doorbell. I'm gonna come right back in. We're just gonna start over.
And you know, my wife accepts that now.
Does she?
Yes. Because I'm like, you know, that sounded completely different in my head. So let's not, let's just.
She's
let's
used
just,
to it.
Yeah.
After
she,
a couple fights.
Yeah.
And then getting towards the end, you're like, you know what? If you just let me restart, we would have been over this.
So she considers that an apology. Hey. And I'm like, you know, that sounded different in my head. And when it rolled out, it sounded completely rude.
That
I'm so sorry.
Must be love.
Yeah.
Must be love.
Or we have three children and neither of us want to be stuck with them.
Man, I love you. I really do. I love you. You're a good friend. But being stuck in a house with you 24/7, I don't know.
No. No, you'd have
that's a special
was
woman.
An amazing,
that's a special,
amazing
special
thing.
Woman.
Yeah. Speaking of special, we have our first night road win in 1,100 days.
11 was really?
Yeah. It was like 1080 or something. Yeah,
that was like a crazy statistic too. The night and then road game. But
yeah.
And that was a game that I thought the Longhorns possibly could lose, and they didn't.
You know, and the funny thing was that they were favored. I'm like, have
the
you
Longhorns
watched
were favored?
The
yeah, yeah, right, right.
I'm like, have you watched them play football?
But at the same time, I think they're seeing what we're seeing is that they've got a lot of heart, and they are improving. You can see improvements. You can see where Stark is changing things up and putting new people different places. He's actually trying to improve on the football team, and you can see it.
Oh my God, I will tell you that they are the epitome of mental attitude. People, if...
Whereas last year they weren't.
Well, it's just that...
Last year, well, it seemed like the second half, they just... Like this year, they're fighting the whole friggin'
right. But
time.
But they epitomize a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Oh, fair enough.
Right? Okay. I mean, because, you know, now the narrative is they're a great first half team and they're a terrible second half team.
Right.
That's the narrative, right?
That's the narrative, yeah.
And so they're trying to change the narrative, and right? And you need a little luck to change, you know.
And heart.
I mean, because you got to think,
well,
Altuve
right.
went 0-25, right? But
right.
once he got that one hit, all of a sudden he went like 400. You know, he batted 400 the rest of the way. It's kind of the same thing with the Longhorns. I mean, they have this, I mean, they came out in the first half against K-State. They rolled up 21-10, flawless. No penalties. No, I mean, they had one freak fumble, no big deal. And all of a sudden, they come out in the second half, and they get a three and out, right, for the defense. Gets a three and out, and you're like, oh, my God, they didn't go down to score. This is, hey.
Yeah, you know?
And then they're moving the ball two or three plays, and then they fumble.
I know.
All right? And then they miss a call. And then all of a sudden, what I'm saying is that they – The narrative in their mind is that we're a bad second half team rolled into their head, and they started committing false start penalties,
right.
face mask. I mean, just oh, I mean, You're, they just fell apart.
Right, right.
But they had built such a big enough lead that they were able to hold on and
right.
win. And so, do they believe the monkey's off their back? And this is a thing of the past. I don't know, but you could see watching that game that your mind is your biggest friend and your most powerful enemy all in the same time. And that football team, this year's football team of the Longhorns, epitomized that.
Well,
kind of the same thing with the Aggies, too.
Well, oh, it's not anything to do with the Aggies.
Well, no, I'm kind of the same thing.
Are the Aggies still playing football this year?
Well, that's... I mean,
it's the best leg in ball.
That is debatable if they're still playing football.
You know what? Yeah,
but
being an
what
Aggie
I'm just
fan,
saying is
I'm
that,
an Aggie fan.
Yeah, once it fell apart, it kind of fell apart on them. You know, it's like, you know, the narrative
not
now has become, you know, Jimbo can't develop a quarterback, so all of a sudden the quarterbacks can't throw the football. I mean, these kids were five stars out of high school, you know, or you know, these were Gruga quarterbacks coming out of high school.
But
they
again,
can't throw the football now. You know,
but at the same time, part of this game called football is luck, like you said, and you know, a lot of times you don't know a two star or an awesome college athlete that you know one that was maybe a backup ends up being a Hall of Famer in the NFL. You never know. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you have the best, and sometimes you have this year, I just don't – King, you know, didn't have it. Haynes King doesn't have it. He's a great guy, great kid, strong. He's just not going to bring the Aggies to a national championship. He's just not.
I mean, he's a sophomore now, but yeah. Actually, he's redshirted because of the injury. So, but still, but that other guy, the Weissman kid, he
got injured. He's back this weekend. Yeah.
How do you get the flu? Like 10 of your starters, flu. Now the question. Now I just want you to know that the prevailing theory on the Longhorn side is that they all got caught smoking pot, and the coach had to kick them off the team for a game, and he didn't want to tell anybody. That's the prevailing theory. You can tell us we're right or wrong.
Well, you know what? That would be a story I believe in. UT more so. And not in a bad way, not a diss, but just, I mean, it's...
Right, but,
I mean,
it was those Aggies in North Carolina, South Carolina got kicked off the team because they were smoking pot in the locker room.
Are you acting like...
Before the game.
But are you acting like anybody in the Longhorns don't do that?
Nope. Not in the locker room before the game.
Yeah, okay. Because you're there? You're not there.
Hey.
You know what these kids be doing these days?
Hey.
I'm just playing. So, no, that being said, Aggies have derailed. Oh, it's a total derail. It's tough to watch. I don't see improvement. I see that Jimbo Fisher, he needs to step out of the way and get an offensive coordinator. He needs to. He needs to get somebody else to call plays for anything to save his job.
Is it plays or is it
Oh, it's plays.
Scheme.
Oh, no, it's plays. Alabama game for sure, very in play. You're like, well, it's scheme. It's plays. He needs to stick what he's best at, and is managing the football team and recruiting, and being part of the play calls and some of the schemes. But bringing somebody in that has that talent.
Because I mean, you know, LSU.
You can't do everything.
You know, LSU and Alabama were 1 point with one play.
Yeah,
and they scored two.
They scored
and
two.
One.
You got it. And Texas almost beat Alabama. A&M almost beat Alabama. Alabama was bound to get beat more than once this year. Yeah,
they were. And again, it's funny. Everybody's like, oh, and I'm like, come on, guys. He's lost two games this year. That's a terrible season.
Did you see? Yeah, right. Did you see Saban tear into the fans?
Yeah.
His own fans?
Yeah.
Well, in a Saban fashion. Yeah. It's kind of like, seriously? Yeah. Like, really? Yeah. Two losses? Yeah. And y'all are insulting these kids, these student athletes. Like, get over
yourself.
Hey,
I will tell you, once you become used to a certain level, if it's not there, you get a little upset.
No, it's.
I mean, it's like in our money segment. If you're making money, you know, and then all of a sudden the money dries up, it takes you a while to learn how to stop spending.
It does. It hurts your feelings a little bit.
You know,
right.
It's the same thing with football fan. Like, hey, we've been winning. We've been in the playoffs for 10 years.
Right.
What do you mean we're not in the playoffs? You guys, you must be terrible.
It's the coach's fault. It's the player's fault.
And instead of appreciating that amazing
they
run,
they must be smoking weed before the game.
Yeah.
All those lies that come up.
No, yeah, you know that's actually true. Though.
I don't know.
I'm picking on your team.
I didn't know. I said.
No, I'm with you.
I didn't even watch last weekend.
But here's the thing. The new coach of the LSU Tigers actually was the Notre Dame coach before,
right?
Kelly, and he had a 5-7 season,
right?
After he'd been there a few years, the year that Texas actually beat him when they came here to Texas,
right?
He'd been there a few years, actually been in the playoffs, had a 5-7 season. And then he built it back up and went to the playoffs again. So having a 5-7 season, middle of your tenure, I guess, is not detrimental to the program as much as a fan believes it is.
Well, you just got to make sure it's not in the middle of a 15-year tenure if that's what you're playing.
Yeah,
like, seven and a half years, you know.
Yeah. I mean, Kelly been there several years and then went 5-7. So he had a quarterback issue. And he was rotating between quarterbacks.
We're talking about Fisher still, though, Aggies?
Well, I'm just saying.
Are you trying to give him,
I'm just saying that just because he's had a bad season doesn't mean he can't fix it.
He can definitely fix it. And I think how he fix it morally for all the fans is get out of the way, quit playing calls. You know, he might be good or not. He's going to have to do that, right? Yeah.
Did you see that?
I know you support the Aggies.
An uplifting support. Well, I have a lot of friends that are Aggies.
I do have a lot of friends,
and I'm telling you,
I feel like I'm getting set up right now.
No, this is
like you're about to smash me. Like I'm all happy, and then you're gonna say something else, like trip me after. You know, I don't know.
And you know, that's a true Charlie Brown Lucy moment.
It is,
I understand where it comes from. But I have a lot of friends that are Aggies, and honestly, they're in a lot of pain right now. And I'm like, you guys, I've been there for 10 years, so I'm kind of okay with it. It's football now.
I'm not in pain at all. I'm just over it. It's hunting season, so I'll just go hunting, and I'm not going to watch the football. I'm okay. Trust me, I'm going to be okay that these kids are not winning. You know, it just, you know, there was disappointing for a little bit, and now the disappointment is gone, and I'm over it.
I had a past client who was calling our customer service and was having some issues and stuff. And so they reached out to me. I called him. I'm like, why didn't you call me? Well, he's an Aggie. He's like, I just didn't want to talk to you right now.
Because of you. You talk to your clients that way?
Well, he's a friend. Okay, he's a buddy. He's like, I just didn't want to have to put up with it right now.
Fair enough.
So I'd rather figure it out on my own. I'm like, dude.
You can be brutal.
Well, I give as good as I get, though.
You can be brutal.
It's fun.
No, it is fun. It's fun. Kidding. No. I don't take it personally. Because
believe me, I mean, I've been on a 10-year terrible ride myself.
Honestly, right now, I have that dual citizenship as far as being a Longhorn and Aggie fan.
I'm just telling you, the world is very pretty. It's colorful. The food tastes good over here on this side right now. The colors are brighter.
He's so
I'm just saying, it's really nice over here right now.
The cult that is Texas.
Yes, it's the nation. We call it the nation, but whatever.
Oh my goodness,
cults. That's the Aggie side. It's not as good over there right now. Right now, the Kool-Aid is tainted. Okay, you know,
oh my God.
It's that maroon Kool-Aid has a bitter flavor to it, whereas the burnt orange Kool-Aid is very flavorful right now.
Honestly, but to be back to it, I'm proud of those Longhorns. They're doing good. They're improving. They're looking like the team that we want them to be.
So. Yeah, and it's nice because, again, Longhorns went 5-7, and they could have completely derailed. Yeah. And the fans kind of lost support, but the administration said, hey, you know, we gave it to him. You know, good offseason.
5-3.
No, last year they went 5-7.
5-7,
it was. Trust me, I remember. One of them was to Kansas. Remember, it wasn't App State, but it was Kansas.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They had their number.
Hey, we hope you've enjoyed listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt. If you have any questions about anything we've just said, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, this segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes by financing your American dream. We'll see you next week. Welcome aboard.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.